This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, delightful, and otherwise engaging star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, here to join us at the end of a really busy news week. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm walking around hoping nobody drops a 100-ton containment vessel on my head. You know,
they don't
really know where they're going with that thing.
Yeah, when you got to go down a mile under the water, got to think there's some possibility that something might not go right there. Obviously, we hope that it does because it seems like their best shot, which is not exactly encouraging.
Yeah, they compared it to doing what, open heart surgery in the dark with your hands tied behind your back. I don't know what they were comparing it to.
What could possibly,
they're lowering the expectations.
What could possibly go wrong given those expectations?
Well, I mean, I guess the people of New Orleans are just really having a rough decade, I guess, if you would say that.
Oh, absolutely right. And, you know, you got every federal agency down there. It's always fun to see, like, the cabinet officials in their disaster emergency outfits because, you know, then they have their polo shirts and their jeans, which shows you they're really on the job because they've taken off the ties and the sport coats. That's how you know your government's working well.
It's like, didn't Al Gore show up at some site one time wearing jeans with a shovel, did one shovel and left? I don't know. That's what the politicians are always doing. So we thought, well, if FEMA goes down, then the people of New Orleans are going to have a complete, you know, horrified reaction and a total flashback.
Complete deja vu, exactly. Yeah. So here's the Capitol Steps look back just a couple of years ago at FEMA's, well, let's just say not an A-plus response to the Katrina disaster.
Never saw two storms just like this. Was New Orleans under a curse? As the waters raged around me, and I thought that things couldn't get worse, they sent in FEMA. That guy Brownie, feeble job in all respects. FEMA sprang to action when the waters reached our necks. Where was Bush in this disaster? At his ranch just having fun. You gotta give the press some credit. Came the moment his vacation was done. He makes me scream up. It's a warning. Soon the White House will insist Katrina will be joining Bush's evil axis list. If you ever should need FEMA, there's one way you'll have a chance. Know your disaster at least 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, Elena, and you know, FEMA, I think, I don't know if they are yet on the job there in Tennessee. That one's kind of fallen really under the D.C. radar between the oil slick and the bombing potentially up in Times Square. They've kind of ignored Nashville.
We actually do have, we have a show down there on Saturday. We were surprised that it was still going on, but the theater is open and we're going. We're going down there tomorrow.
Wow.
And we rewrote the FEMA song just for them, you know, talking about the Grand Ole Opry, you know. Muddy River is not just a song now in the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah. It's a sad deal down there. But
Yeah, but we're hoping the people down there need a laugh and they'll come out because it's what else can you do after digging, you know, through the mud for a few hours?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we look forward to hearing about that show, and good for you making material specifically for them. I'm sure they'll appreciate that a lot. And, you know, there's so much going on this week. You've got riots in Greece. You've got people hitting wrong buttons potentially on Wall Street and almost collapsing our financial issue. Yeah, that's quite a typo. And then you have stories that would have been big stories if this wasn't such a busy week, like Kim Jong-il going to China.
Yeah, I mean, who knew the guy was, you know, I thought, I had no idea. I wasn't sure he was still alive. But he's off to China. I don't know, maybe he's buying some nukes over there, but that's what we would be watching him in a normal week, but there was too much going on.
Exactly right. But, of course, the Capitol Steps are always keeping an eye on some of the more nefarious folks on the planet. That includes the North Koreans. And here's the Capitol Steps look at Kim Jong-il.
Huh? Clue is the guy who rants and raves,
who likes to make a scene.
He's like a little bulldog,
a Korean Howard Dean.
And if we weren't so scared of him, we'd even say he's mean.
Although he threatens Seoul, he hasn't got one.
We think you know who might just fit the bill.
Presenting Kim Jong-il.
How do you solve a problem like Korea? Why don't you stop my nuclear display? Do you not fear my dangerous ideas?
If you had oil, we'd invade today.
Oh, lately you haven't looked so very healthy. Though you assure us just how well you feel.
I know that it might look to you like Weekend at Bernie's too.
Who's your successor?
Tell us what's the deal.
Oh, I think that soon the leader of Korea will be my son, George W. Jong-il.
Wow, two shout-outs to the former president today from the
true.
Capitol steps. And just to show you that things come full circle, the FEMA song came off an album just 3 years ago called Springtime for Liberals, and now the Capitol steps are out with their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors.
That's how quickly the tides change, isn't it?
I guess so.
Well, we count on it here in the Capitol steps.
Yes, yes. If things didn't change, we wouldn't have nearly as many laughs, I guess. Elena, great to have you with us as always. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.